Detroit, that's your mobile.
Okay, to Indianapolis 500, that'd be pretty good. It only took you 4 minutes, Dave. In zero GR.
Put the nozzle in there and turn it on automatic and wait till it filled up. But when I sat down in the seat of the car, it would shut off. Something wrong with the way the hose was twisted up. But, yeah, that wasn't bad. $47 for a full tank of gas from almost empty. That's $25 less than I used to pay for a full tank of gas when I was going back and forth to Charlotte every day. Gas prices are down.
No. Unfortunately, I think it's because they've lowered the strategic oil reserves down to 15 days, Dave, which is, in today's craziness, that's not a good thing. It's never been that low in history, but they did that to keep the gas prices lower.
Be empty. One day they won't even be needed, like kind of like horseshoes. That'll be the good. That'll be, you know, the best of the best. Won't get any better than that when they're dry and they're no longer needed.
That's right. Did you see that? They had a flick on this morning on TV about the electric cars out in Las Vegas at the show out there. That'd be something to go see.
Hydrogen electric hybrids, are they? Have you heard of those?
I have. Using fuel cells, I suppose. Not sure of that. But, oh, no, these are all the advanced cars that are supposed to be out by 2026 or something like that. Honda had two new ones, I noticed. But some of them were really crazy. I mean, the way they could steer all four wheels and things like that, more so than I've seen in the past. But it had a whole lot of the EVs, and they said several of them were saying that they could charge in 15 minutes. One of them was even from Vietnam. That's another big car manufacturer that's getting going, I guess.
Talking about, but I have seen, you know, indications of what the plans are. Some of them that have zero radius turn capability, and others that they don't need to turn around, they just drive the other direction. There's no turn necessary. Like if you pull into the driveway one way, you don't need to back in, because when you drive out, you're just going to pull out going the opposite direction. They go forward as good as they go backwards, in other words.
Variable frequency drives and electric propulsion, that can be very possible. I just remember when we went to Las Vegas many years ago, they had this big long area in the old section of town, and the whole ceiling is lit up with things, and that's where this news lady was broadcasting from. But I think these cars were at one of their central arenas, of course. But I don't remember what station that was on this morning. It was on TV there. When I get up, I usually sit there and drink a cup of coffee and eat a couple of these little one-inch diameter Aldi's cookies and then go on my way and get shaved and brush my teeth and all of that. But I always watch a little TV of a morning.
Have it on, even if it's muted. There's a big one on the wall on the opposite side of the room from the computer, and I usually have it on, and it's usually muted because when commercials come on, I hit the mute button on it, and then I look up and see something interesting, I unmute it. Give me just a second to place my order, and I'll be back. N0TR, W4DJW.
N0TR.
M4DQX.
JW Mobile again.
Yeah, Dave. They even had a travel trailer that would pull itself over and hook it up to a car. And I think there was another gentleman in there who just threw an ID out. This is N0TR. My name's Tom.
Call here, Kilo Mike 4, Delta Quebec X-ray. Here's Tim, Tango India Mike. I am just driving home back up to Weaverville, North Carolina, and I'm over here just west of 25 on my way out of South Carolina up into North Carolina. Heard you guys on the repeater.
Well, good morning, Tim. Hope you're staying warm. Hope you don't have to get out of the car much with that wind blowing. That wind makes a difference, even if it's warmer, and that's a wind. Anyway, I just finished pumping gas and ordering food and just talking to Tom on the way doing my errands. But good to meet you. Hope you're having a good day. Go ahead, Tom.
Jim, I got the Tango Quebec X-ray. What was the prefix on your call?
It was Kilo Mike 4 Delta Quebec X-ray, KM4DQX. A little bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah, I like mine better. It's shorter. Shoot. There's a couple of us here that have short calls, N4IQ, NY4G, and that. It's much easier for us old folks. As I tell Dave, I'm 57 years old and dyslexic. I sometimes get those numbers reversed, Tim. Go ahead, tell us about your trip here.
Down in Atlanta for a couple days. I'm from Atlanta, but we live up north Asheville, up in Weaverville. And I'm just driving home from my parents' house and going to go see my kids and wife who are waiting for me back up there.
DQX, I'm trying to make sure I remember it. That's the only way for me to remember it is to repeat it. KM4DQX. Well, hope you have a safe drive up there to Weaverville. I don't know how far it is from the state line or how much driving time you got to do, or if you're further east of the mountains to where you can continue to talk, or you know, closer to Asheville side of the mountains. But you sound good into the repeater this morning. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, Tim. Nice to meet you this morning. Where are you located at now?
My GPS, I'm taking the back way over to 25, kind of cutting the corner between 11 and 25 because there's this really pretty back road kind of winding through the mountains and stuff. So I'm only about a mile and a half from 25. You're ready to get on 25 north towards Hendersonville. But the repeater sounds good, just a little bit scratchy, but you're going to have that when you're amongst all these trees and some mountains.
There's good and bad spots up there on 25, I know. Well, I'm kind of hoarse. I've got a bad cold, and I'm trying to get through it here with Mucinex and all of that stuff. Go ahead, Dave.
Feel better soon. I know it's miserable to feel miserable. I hate that. But we all go through it from time to time. Hope you get over that real quick. And, yeah, Tim, when you get up there where the speed limit bumps up to 70, that's where I usually lose the repeater for a while. And then once you get through that, where the speed limit comes back down, that's where the repeater kind of returns for a little bit, but it's kind of iffy in that area. W4DJW.
Yeah, I was playing around. I got this 2-meter 440 rig in here way back. I bought it right when I became a ham, probably back in 2005, 2006, and it does really well. But I noticed the, just didn't seem like the receive was very great when I swapped out antennas. So I ended up tuning this little antenna to be centered on the 2-meter band. And it seems to have helped a lot with just getting clear into and out of repeaters. I think over to Tom now, KM4DQX.
Your signal is outstanding. It's perfectly clear, pure, to 100% quieting. Tim and Dave, I got to run down the hall, so I'll talk to you guys later. You have most of all a safe drive, Tim. Pleasure's all mine. It's nice to meet you today, and I'll turn you over to W4DJW, KM4, Tango Quebec X-ray, N0TR. 73's Dave and Tim.
Welcome to you this morning. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope you guys have a good day. And, Tim, I'm about to get home, so I won't have but a couple more volleys before I am turning in the driveway. Just went out for some lunch and had to stop and get gas. And I'm glad we're not up there, up north where they're trying to get through the voting up there. Those guys, that's going to be miserable. Minus 34 degrees, I think, the last I saw.
Well, there's some NFL game that's going to kick off, I think, this evening, and I think they said the temperature at game time is going to be like negative 8 or negative 10. So that really will be a nice bolt. What part of, I'm guessing you're probably in upstate South Carolina. What part of the upstate are you in?
North of Greer, northwest of Greer, up there between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson. It's really bright and sunny. I mean, it would be a nice day if it weren't for the wind. You know, if the wind's not blowing and it's 47 degrees, you can work outside and feel pretty comfortable as long as you're working a little bit. But with that 16-mile-an-hour wind, that changes everything.
Now, there was a guy on, over near Table Rock on 146520. He was doing summits on the air. And I was right below him next to Table Rock when I was driving by, so I heard it really well. But I don't think I'd want to be on a mountaintop with the wind, although it is nice and sunny.
I mean, yeah, you need to be a homesick polar bear to be out there and all that stuff. We did have a guy that used to live down here. He's from South Dakota, and he didn't mind that at all. He'd want to get out and go do stuff like that all the time. He was single, and he'd come by the house all the time and want me to go out and do stuff with him, whether it was winter or summer. It didn't matter to him. The weather outside was not an issue, but he was from South Dakota, too, where they always have cold and they almost always have wind.
Scratch here, but I can still make you out. We used to go sailing as a kid on Lake Lanier down there in northeast Georgia, and there was always a frostbite sailing series that people go out sailing on Lake Lanier, and it'd be, you know, 30, 40 degrees, and if it was blowing, they wouldn't be out there sailing. But absolutely crazy. KM40QX.
Imagine being on the water or, you know, falling in the water, because sailing, you're kind of leaning over a lot when the wind's blowing hard. I can't imagine that being that risky. I like being outside and doing stuff, but not that much. Anyway, Tim, I'm about to turn in the driveway, but it was good to meet you. Hope you have a safe trip the rest of the way there. KM4DQX, W4DJW. Good to meet you. Have a good day.
Yeah, that was you. Just like you said, as soon as you kind of got there in North Carolina and you hit the big speed limit, it dropped out. So it's getting pretty scratchy. I couldn't make out much of what you say. It's also 73. It was nice to talk to you. KM40QX. I'll catch you another time.